Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we are back live. Tons of news and your phone calls coming up in the next segment. Incredible developments from the Ron Paul camp. We are joined by Joey Garofalo, who was a New York City correctional officer and worked at Ground Zero in the first few weeks after 9/11. He is a founder and director of 911 WTC First Responders Foundation. Bottom line, sir, it's CNN, Fox News are reporting that the first responders, the heroes, the survivors are barred from the 10th anniversary. What is your view on that? Why do you think they're doing it? And I've called for, and I know others are calling for, have you heard anything about a demonstration by the heroes that they're barred while the political pimps sit there and try to push their agenda off of your fallen comrades?
Yeah, well, Alex, thanks for having me on, first off. It was very shocking when I heard it myself. And as far as my belief, there could be several, several of their reasons. One, which is the least, protecting any first responder who's already sick from being out and, back in Manhattan with such a large crowd. So we're going to put that on the bottom. Because any first responder who is ill and not able to go would not go, primarily because of that. So I won't even believe that. And the other reason, which I really believe, is you call it pimping. It's Obama campaign. It's the mayor, campaigning for Obama. You're bringing in politicians that have no business being there. Okay. Why are they there? Now, God bless the families, okay, of all the dearly departed. Those are the true heroes, okay? And the innocent victims who stood and waited for, the first responders or rescuers to come in. Those are the true heroes, okay? But this is our history. And basically, to tell you the truth, they're talking about sending out squads of first responders, and when I'm saying they, the various different groups, there's been talk. I received calls. I received emails. Joey, bring your group. Get as many people as you can. Let's come down. Let's do a human chain around the perimeter. The police are not going to arrest us. And I laughed at it. First off, number one, I'm not going to believe that. Okay, with this mayor and especially with the president in town, come on, all bets are off. They don't care who you are. They've already disrespected us in many ways. Okay, with their political, agenda. It's the political bully that is controlling, okay, the disrespect. And when I say political bully, Alex, I gave it a definition of protocol and procedure. And that's all they know. And that's all, what they're all about. They don't care about the lives that were affected. Procrastination has caused many, many first responders to become very much ill, and also to die. And yes, I'm saying it, and also to die. Okay, I'm not done. Okay, I'm just beginning. I've been sitting back, waiting. John Field has been great. In the lead, he's starting to get frustrated. We've both been at town hall, listening to all the bull that's been handed to us about first responders who have cancer and are not going to be covered in the Zagrota bill.
Mr. Garofalo, bottom line, you guys were hit by the asbestos. They know you're angry. They don't want you there. It's outrageous. And do you believe they also don't want you raising questions about how Building 7 fell?
Absolutely, Ted. They don't want a guy like me. Why? I'm proven fact living that I have what they call fiberglass poisoning. There's fiberglass trapped in my body trying to come out, and that's what the skin rashes are. Which Mount Sinai are all mesmerized. They have no clue what it is.
Sir, I want to have you finish if you can. If you got to go, we understand, but we'll be right back. house.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're finishing up with Joey Garofalo, survivor of 9/11, of somebody who went in and, you know, after the things had collapsed in that dangerous environment where so many people got hurt and killed, and he survived the deadly dust. They've had Mount Sinai and other prestigious medical and university facilities going back 8 years scan their lungs and say, it's unbelievable you guys are still alive. So many of them have died. The government's tried to block their health care. Finally said, okay, we'll give you health care, but you've got to be run through a terror database. What do you think of that, Joey, that you guys aren't just now barred because they're done using you to make themselves look like heroes from the 10th anniversary, all the first responders, police, fire, medical, you name it. But now, on top of it, you've got to go through a terror database if you try to get health care. Now they're saying, we're not going to cover cancer, the main thing you need taken care of.
Yeah, Alex, they are so confused. First off, number one, going through a terror database. I mean, that was known from day one in the Zagrota bill, which I had been screaming about from when the bill first came out. I am not totally against it because, listen, I'm an American, and I believe in protecting this country. And, I mean, I'm not going to go into any more semantics other than that. But could it be done a little bit better? Yes, that's one. The second part of your question was was. I'm sorry.
Go through a terror database to get health care? I mean, I know they're trying to make the unions go through them now. I mean, do we have to get federal permission to go to the bathroom?
Well, like I said, the procedure and how they're going about doing it is wrong. But to be part on, you know, to be part of a database is, you know, really for me, it's not a problem. I have nothing to worry about.
No, no, obviously you've got to be on a database to get the special health care program. I get
exactly.
That. But there's no need to approve you through a terror database. I mean, you don't get approved through a terror database when you get your Social Security check. It's a very dangerous precedent they're setting up. So why?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, are there?
There should be no procedure as far as that goes. I'm already cleared. I'm already a first responder. I'm already sick. I already got the coverage. Now, 9 years later, you want to change it.
Oh, now I see the point you're making, so it's even worse. Now, specifically here in closing, anything else you'd like to add, A, and then B, more on the word you've gotten that there will be some demonstrations or first responders doing a chain around Ground Zero?
This is what I'm told. Whether it comes to fruition or not, you know, is another story. I'm not going to be there. You know, as part of it, I will be close by. But, you know, and all in all, you know what? If they do make arrests, you know what? Shame on them. They're taking away, you know, entitlements. They're taking away rights. Listen, they robbed us already, you know, from the whole history of 911, which is another story, Alex. And I just wrote a piece on it. There are a lot of educators in a lot of schools and across the country that want to start doing education and teaching our children. How do you do that when the history's not even over? And we're just starting. We're just beginning. I'm just like inundated with emails and people crying and please help. And, you know, they didn't know anything about, like I mentioned, the fiberglass poisoning, which I have, and now, you know, it's coming to light to a lot of first responders who are complaining. They're also complaining that they're being mistreated by the treatment centers just recently, where everybody's starting to go back for the annual testing. And basically, the exams, you know, cover a lot. And now they're starting to ask everyone to produce the medical records that we've produced when we first joined, whether it be with my case in 2006 or others in 2002 or 4, they want everyone to reproduce. So this is what I'm saying. They're starting all over again, and they're doing it, you know, after the fact. For what purpose?
Well, it's all part of harassing you. It's all part of...
It's all part of medical discrimination, Alex, and I'm going to scream this until people start listening. This is medical discrimination because of the political bully, because of the pimps that are out there that don't want to fess up or own up to their responsibility in paying for what we deserved, you know, to be taken care of.
Well, that's it. They just want you to go away, and that's not going to happen. And I challenge you to go down there and to speak out, and the police try to tell you, hey, you got to have a permit. Hey, you don't have to have a permit. And tell them, hey, you're next, buddy. If they'll flush us down the toilet, they're going to do it to you. And let's see if the police and others go along with this. And we'll certainly check in with you in the aftermath, Joey. Thank you so much. We'll be tracking what happens at Ground Zero in 8 days.
Can I say 2 seconds of a last sentence?
Sure.
My biggest fear is the future of our children and our unborn children, Alex. And actually, our first responders who are active today, should this, you know, take place again, how are they going to respond? What will they do knowing how we've all been mistreated and discriminated against? That's my biggest fear.
Well, if you fight back against it, you'll just be the new terrorist. They've already branded away from Al-Qaeda onto the returning veterans, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives. So it's all part of their plan. Thank you so much, Joey. We'll talk to you soon. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to give the number out if you want to join us on air. I've got a bunch of news. I haven't even gotten to the news. Some days I tend to I'm going to get off into a bunch of other issues, but there's a lot of it. We will cover it, but I also want to take some of your phone calls. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Now, here is a clip from an interview that is going to be aired in full tonight. He couldn't come on during the show, so we did it before the show. On the InfoWars Nightly News this evening, 7 o'clock Central at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWarsNews.com with the CEO of Gibson Guitar. And he dropped a huge bombshell on us. He said that, and this has been produced in court papers, he said that, to give you some background, that he has had the feds tell him and give him the documents that they're not in trouble for buying wood that's endangered. They admit that's not the case, but that it's violating international law that they worked the wood here. And because it's an Indian law, they're now under that internationally, even though the Indians say that they haven't violated it. So we've got that issue. But the big bombshell is that in court, and they have the report, is that when they complained about it, the feds told them in a brief, in paper in court, they said, just leave the United States then. Go to Madagascar if you don't like this. So they do want to get rid of American jobs, one of the few companies still making high-quality products in this country. So here's a clip of what's coming up tonight on the television show. Okay, I tell you, today has been the gremlin-infested broadcast. Absolutely gremlin-infested. But that's okay, because we're all rushing and getting a lot of other new things ready. And again, I haven't even done the TV show yet. I mean, the TV show's tonight. That's an interview I did because he couldn't come on tonight, so we could have it there in the program. There's been some big new developments on that front today. But again, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. And I'd like to get your take on this information. Ron Paul, feds preparing for breakdown of law and order. Presidential candidate warns of government power grab in time of crisis. Asked about his recent comments regarding how authorities in the United States were setting the stage for violence in this country, presidential candidate Ron Paul elaborated on how the federal government was preparing for a breakdown of law and order. Quote, they're planning for any provision, Paul told Alex Jones Show, adding that the federal government is very much aware of history and collapsing societies. You can have a breakdown of law and order so that people will unfortunately be begging for stabilization, and they'll be inviting the federal government to come in and destabilize things. So I think they're making plans now along those lines. Hear that? To have the federal government come in and destabilize things, said the congressman. Responding to a question about whether such preparations were about a power grab on behalf of the federal government, Paul responded, that's their goal. It's all about power. I said, so specifically, sir, we heard it yesterday. I said, they want the crisis, so they get power. And he said, that's their goal. It's all about power. But I think he went, yep. He said, yes, that's their goal. It's all about power. We might get the full quote in there. Continuing, when pressed who they are, Paul named the Federal Emergency Management Agency, who have come in for harsh criticism from the congressman in the aftermath of Hurricane Irene. Riots that emerged largely as a consequence of economic hardships have gripped Europe and the Middle East over the past 18 months, although little significant unrest so far has been seen in the United States. However, many expect the situation to only become more volatile as America teeters on the brink of a double-dip recession. I love how Paul's using the term double-dip recession. Teetering on the edge, we've been in one. We're in a depression, according to all the economists we talk to. But I think we're trying to be moderate, you know. But I think in defense of truth, extremism is no vice. I mean, you can't. I think I'm going to, because I am the editor, but I don't edit a lot of this stuff. I don't, on the brink of hardcore depression. But it's a pretty important article. We've got others. Ron Paul, Rick Perry is a globalist. in patriotic clothing. We got that article up. Ron Paul, Rick Perry, as a flip-flopper. And we've got Ron Paul on CIA coup. Stay with us.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-737-9107. That's 1-800-737-9107. 1-800-737-9107.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, here's a clip from our upcoming interview with Henry Juskowitz, the CEO of Gibson, when he dropped the bombshell. The U.S. government said, leave America. Get out of here. We don't want you. Here it is. Now, the concerns I've seen in some of the newspapers point out that under the Lacey Act, and the federal government's on record, you know, now when you try to fly out of the country with a wooden guitar, they don't care how old it is. If you don't have the proof of where it came from, that they're confiscating them. Can you speak to that?
it's, you know, it's quite ridiculous. The fact is what it, the law is that you have to know what every material component in the product is and where it came from. So in other words, every single piece of wood, the bridge, the fingerboard, the body, you know, these are all different woods that have come from different sources. You, as a guitar owner, if you want to transport that guitar across borders, have to know exactly where each piece of wood came from and what species it is, which is frankly impossible for an average person to know. And on an old guitar, we don't even know that. I mean, we don't keep records going back, you know, decades on the specifics.
Well, I was reading, because it's not just Gibson, it's all the wooden instruments, violins, cellos, you name it, that people like Willie Nelson, who I know personally, he won't take his prized wooden guitars out of the country. He won't take Trigger that he got over 60 years ago out of the country because reportedly they're grabbing most of the guitars people try to take into Canada or fly to Europe for a show. And now the feds are saying pianos, furniture, firearms, stocks. I mean, this sounds like it's a giant power grab. And it looks like the U.S. is the only country in the world acting like this with a renewable resource like wood.
It is really unprecedented and it's unfair. I just can't believe it's happening in this country.
In closing, how can we support a American icon company like Gibson? I mean, how do we keep you here in the U.S.? Because doing my own investigation, if you're based overseas, you seem to get left alone. And our government just bends over backwards. Even Congressman Kucinich said 2 days ago on CNN that the head of the President's Economic Council, the former head of GE, is great at creating jobs overseas, that a lot of the stimulus money and bailout money is going to move General Electric's X-ray division to China, to move General Motors' factories to China. What's going on here?
Well, you know, in the government itself, in a brief, specifically said in our court case that we should move to Madagascar and make guitars.
Excuse me? Hold the presses, sir. CEO of Gibson since 1986. You're telling me, and I know you've got these press release on Gibson, but I would love to see a copy of this. I believe you, that they specifically said leave America.
That we would be better off manufacturing guitars in Madagascar.
Wow. And they told you that via a court brief?
Yes.
I haven't seen this in the press yet. This is bombshell. You've got to get a press release out, or perhaps you already have.
We're working on it, and we'll have the actual document.
Wow. Gibson Guitar told basically leave America. Well, incredible. Gibson.com is the website. I know personally my wife plays guitar and piano. Okay, folks, that's an interview we shot that's going to be airing tonight on the show because he couldn't do it during the show live. Tonight, 7 o'clock. Do you believe in alternative media? Do you believe in the First Amendment? Do you believe in the Republic? Do you believe that we need to stand up against the globalists and the crime syndicate? Do you believe we have any hope? If you do believe in what we're doing, become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. We've added a lot of new features, a lot of new functions. It's all available at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can watch tonight's show there at 7 o'clock on the front page. Or you can simply go to InfoWarsNews.com. That's InfoWarsNews.com, just InfoWars with news after it, InfoWarsNews.com, or PrisonPlanet.tv/news. That will take you to the nightly news. We have the new special reports page. We have the Alex Jones Live. That's this radio/TV show I've been doing for, 16-plus years, 14 in this slot. All available at PrisonPlanet.tv or another URL with the new look of a whole new site we're building, by the way. So we're kind of hybridizing it right now. InfoWarsNews.com. If you're not a member, ladies and gentlemen, watch the show live or on demand. PrisonPlanet.tv/news, 7 o'clock tonight.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Already 2011 is a record-breaking year for disasters. Are you prepared? Your family is your most precious asset. Could you feed them in case of emergency, food shortage, or job loss? At eFoods, we offer delicious ready-made meals. Cheesy chicken and rice casserole, beef stroganoff, chili with dumplings, with the longest storable shelf life and easily prepared in minutes by simply adding to boiling water. Get your 6 free meals by just paying a small shipping fee. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoods. Direct.com/Alex. Stored in sturdy containers to grab and go in an emergency. Emergency food at guaranteed lowest prices. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order your 6 free meals now and get free shipping on all other orders. Hearty, affordable food. Try it for flavor. Buy it for life. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get your 6 free meals shipped today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
If you go to DrudgeReport.com today, you will notice that he continues to point out that every few days the rebels claim they've got Gaddafi cornered and he'll be dead within days. And there's the headline, "No surrender," says Gaddafi. "Let Libya be engulfed in flames. It is a civil war, a humanitarian disaster," as Colonel Schaefer and others predicted, as we predicted as well. Gaddafi said to be in Desert Town. Reportedly, his family got out last week. He could have left. He's deciding to stand and fight. Say what you want about him. He's certainly not like the globalist scumbags we have running things, who are cowardly on top of being scum. Something more respectable about being a dictator who will actually fight. Also, rebels claim to be closing in. The Al-Qaeda rebels I'm supposed to love. I don't like Gaddafi or them, sorry, and I really don't like Al-Qaeda because I'm a bad person, I guess. Also, they've extended the rebel deadline another week. Now, this news is up on Infowars.com as well, but Drudge arranges it so well. Now, if you scroll down, this news was up there yesterday. Drudge Report has it. Man faces life in jail for recording police. I'm glad the folks over at the Drudge Report realize that's a big article. And we point to the local newscast where they say it's illegal to tape police. And We wrote an article exposing that it's a hoax, and the cops know full well it's not illegal, which is really scary. If anything gets me scared, most of these cops I know mean well and got a tough job, but in some areas they're actual criminals. And trying to put a guy life in prison? I mean, one thing, if it was a corrupt cop, didn't want something taped and grabbed a camera away or something, that's bad enough. They're going to put him in jail for prison? I mean, for life? And then under it, Drudge linked to our latest article, appeals court rules it is not illegal to film police. And we'll show folks that article as well. So double linked up on Drudge. And I've asked everybody to go get these articles and get them out to everybody you know. Both the article about man faces life in jail for recording police publicly. Publicly. And the second article, appeals court rules it is not illegal to film police. Despite the mass hoax still being promulgated by the mainstream media and local authorities across America, the First Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that it is not illegal for citizens to videotape police officers when they're on public duty. Really, no kidding. There's no presumption of privacy in public. That's common law. Here's what's scary. When we did the research for this article yesterday, the first article, there are literally hundreds of court cases, federal and state, where the cops arrest people in the last few years and it gets thrown out. But rarely does it get thrown out at the county level. It has to go to a higher court. What suddenly happened to our local courts where these prosecutors know full well there's no presumption of privacy in public? That's how the police tape us. I mean, it really is scary that in 12 states, you've got crook cops and crook prosecutors, and it had to go to one of the top federal courts. I mean, above that appellate is the Supreme Court. I mean, how would a cop sleep at night? How would a prosecutor with some auto mechanic with no criminal record, and you're trying to put him in a box, in a cage for life? I feel bad when I travel and put the dogs in a travel cage for 5 hours driving because they don't like it, and I can't communicate with them, and they think they're in trouble. I mean, how on earth, where is your basic humanity? What? Well, where is it in North Korea or Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia or China? I mean, usually it isn't there. If you let corrupt people get in, they will recruit more corrupt people and we'll all be slaves. I'm going to say it right here. This miscarriage of justice, this false prosecution, this official oppression, this false arrest, manipulating juries and lying to them. People are getting convicted, going to jail for this stuff, who don't have money and don't know their rights. These police are guilty of all sorts of different crimes. Racketeering, official oppression. I call it modern day slavery, putting you in one of these prison factories, you know, building stuff for 25 cents an hour. Until prosecutors start getting indicted, and until cops start getting indicted for this, none of us are safe. Because I know three cases where my listeners have been arrested for absolutely no reason for giving out my videos. And then when I have called and talked to the newspaper reporters, the judges involved, they go, no, Mr. Rushing was very polite, didn't do anything. But they see these videos as threatening the police and charging with terroristic threats for a Ron Paul speech in one of my films. I mean, and then after he beat him in court, that's a rural area, he and his buddy were riding horses one Sunday afternoon, and they arrested him for drunken riding a horse, and Kelly didn't drink. He's not a drinker. And I couldn't believe that, so I called people randomly out of the online phone book in the town. And then they're like upstanding goody two shoes. So next, the state police took him to jail for riding horses drunk. I mean, this what happened to these men that they are so low down and have no honor that you would want to do something to somebody for no reason who's done nothing to you, and that you could sleep at night trying to put somebody in jail? Now, most police are not like that. I'm going to tell you right now that the system is trying to convert police over to this. I'm going to be honest. I've told this story. I run into LAPD on the street. They're, Alex Jones, we love your show. New York, you know, cops that do know me are nice. Others act like thugs. That's really the worst place I've been. I've been pulled over by the state police, I don't know, probably seven times in the last 10 years, and I've been let off all but twice. I have had Austin police let me off tickets repeatedly. Just happened a few months ago. So, and I'm not saying that's the mark of a good cop letting me out of a ticket, but, you know, telling their listeners of the show, well, just drive safer, I'm going to give you a warning, I give most people a warning, blah, blah, blah. You know, but, you know, the one time one pulled me over, he goes, well, I'm going to still give you a ticket, but I like your show. That was out by near Crawford. I mean, you're driving through cornfields, and there's a school way back up some gravel road, and you don't see a little 40-mile. You're going 60. It goes to 40 and then back to 60. Clearly a speed trap. And I said, this is a speed trap, and you know it. He goes, well, that's what it's marked. I like your show. By the way, I heard this part of the show, but I'm still giving you the ticket. I'm not going to give you any favors. And then I didn't have my insurance. It was out of date. And he goes, no, I believe you got insurance. So I guess he, look. And I'm not saying that's the mark of a good cop that they like me or nice to me. I know most of you are just out there doing a job. But, man, you've got to speak out against trying to put some auto mechanic in jail for life over videotaping. Is that the country you want your kids growing up in? And 12 states are doing it. I mean, they're arresting people, and it's spreading. Just 6 months ago or so, it was like nine states. All right, I'm going to shut up and go to your calls. And I got some other news, but it's just been an overload today. And it would happen that I haven't been sick with a fever in probably a year. And I got a little fever last night. I have a sore throat and stuff today, right when I watched the TV show. Is that ill-omened? No, it's just coincidence. But so I'm a little bit all over the map here today. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. And when I got up at 5 a.m., I've been so busy that I didn't even attempt to gargle with salt. That's what I mean. I just something's wrong with me. Let's just go ahead here. And go to your phone calls. How do I launch that phone call system on here? It's not launched on my computer. Oh, there it is. Just launched. Okay, let's talk to Jesse in Michigan. Jesse, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. This
hey,
is
buddy.
One of those Vatican warlock assassin reptilian terrorists.
Well, join the club.
Oh, I did. I want to talk about a couple of things. Be real quick. Yeah, I get tons of callers, I know. First, Ron Paul. I'm a big Ron Paul supporter. I volunteered just yesterday to do phone calls and whatnot. Constitutionalist myself.
Well, that's awesome. What did you think of the interview yesterday where he said the CIA has an effective coup over the country? FEMA does want to stage violence so that they can bring in martial law, the FEMA camp issue. Rick Perry's a phony globalist. What was the term? Flip-flopper. That's some powerful info. We need to get Paul attacking the people that are trying to become him. And it's finally, Rick Perry was at a top Republican fundraiser last night. It's in my politics stack. I may have time to get to it. And top donors were like, you worked for Al Gore and you supported Hillary as late as 93, 94 and socialist health care. And now they're learning he was anti-gun. When he was in the state legislature, they're now learning he's for totally open borders. I mean, look, I'd rather just keep Obama. I mean, if I'm going to get Rick Perry, I'd rather have someone who at least, you know, parades around with their socialism, you know, for the elite to steal our money. I mean, I hate Obama, but folks are waking up to him. He has an all-time low approval rating. Don't give me some fake Ronald Reagan, you know, guy with, you know, they're calling him the second coming of Ronald Reagan, who prances around and, you know, whose expense accounts are confirmed to be at transvestite bars. I mean, I just can't handle it anymore.
Yeah, I know how you feel. I wouldn't vote for Obama, Perry, Romney, or Bachman if you paid me $1 billion.
No, I'm not either going to vote for him. The point is that you might as well vote for Obama is what I'm saying.
Well, I'm going to vote for Ron Paul. So
no, obviously, I'm not saying, I can see the headlines, Alex says vote for Obama. I'm saying Rick Perry is, I know him, I've tracked him. He's worse than Mitt Romney, worse than Obama. You cannot get worse than Rick Perry, and he's fooled so many people. I'm telling you, he is Bill Clinton on steroids. And so, yes, Ron Paul. All I'm saying is, Obama as their front man has been discredited. Okay, so now they're having trouble getting stuff through. With Rick Perry, when he comes in, conservatives are going to feel like they've won. And if he tells them all, you know, to dress your young, football players in dresses and deliver them to his house, they'll do it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well,
he's a male cheerleader, sir. He's a male cheerleader, sir. He's a male cheerleader, yeah. Sir.
Yeah, he wishes he was a male cheerleader.
No, he was a male cheerleader.
Oh, he was? Oh.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He was Al Gore's commander. His chief minion.
I know that.
I mean, it goes. He was Hillary's aide-de-camp endorsing the socialist health care worse than Obama's. I mean, you cannot, and you tell conservatives this, and they just say, I don't care. I love being conned. I want to get conned real bad, Alex. Okay, then fine. Limbaugh says it. They'll do it. Rick Perry can come out dressed as a woman. Republicans would fall down before him. He could call for total communism. They would slit their wrist begging him. Anything else, Jesse?
Well, I've also, I've got something I tried sending to writers@infowars.com, but apparently it got lost. And I'd like to be able to send it directly to you. I don't want to talk about it too much over the phone for you, obviously.
Jesse, here's the problem. I don't return world-famous people's emails anymore. I don't call them back, nothing. I've gotten to the point where I'm totally obsessed with my operation and the TV show and don't even talk to family anymore. So I'm sorry I can't talk to you. Let's go ahead and talk to Johnny in Kansas. Johnny, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I'm going to shotgun you here real quick. I want to thank you and Joey for your tenacity to stay in the fight, man. It's been an awesome ride.
Well, we don't have a choice. I mean, we're ruled by male cheerleaders.
Absolutely. Love you, dude. Hey, your talk on the subject at hand of the insurrection, putting down the people's uprising.
Yes.
We've got the UN troops coming in October. I haven't confirmed on what the date is when they're going to roll that whole program out, but it's ironic that they're also firing up the Gwin Towers at the same time.
Well, what they're mainly doing is like, oh, yeah, Mexican troops now come in the U.S. to interdict drugs. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, we do have a deal with foreign troops. It's more just like, oh, it's you're used to army on the streets now. Here's a foreign troop. Here's Hans. Here's Pablo. Hans is from Germany. Pablo's from Mexico. You know, they just do it. And I wasn't trying to be rude to the last caller. He says, I want to send you something. Yes, I want your tips. Yes, I want your info. But I've got to leave right when this show ends and go do all this other stuff, and I got a sore throat. So then just the idea of more info is almost makes me want to throw up. You know, it's kind of like a hot dog eating contest. I like hot dogs, but if I ever ate 300 of them, I never want another one. Anything else, Sean?
Yeah, I'll be praying for your throat, man.
Oh, my throat's fine. It's just yep, go ahead.
Sure. Ground Zero ceremony here in a week or so. The reason why we got all the pontificates coming forward is they're doing ceremonies there, man. It's all in honor of what they got accomplished.
No, exactly. They're like, we don't want you here. And they always speak in little coded things, Bush especially. They're there to celebrate the wound in America that they believe destroyed the Republic. They're good terrorists. Thank you. And I know it's Johnny. The light was flashing for the next caller, Sean. Sean in Canada, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
I'm actually calling in response to one of your callers that called in about 2 days ago, stating that she had a pharmacist friend that stated she had to meet quotas for some vaccinations. I'm actually a pharmacist currently practicing up here in Canada, and I manage a pharmacy owned by one of the large chains, and I can confirm this.
They tell you. You've got to push it on them. Kind of like when you go to Barnes & Noble's and they keep saying, take the loyalty card, take the loyalty card. Don't you want the loyalty card? And it's the same thing. I need to get that prescription, eye medicine, please. Don't you want the shot? It's so good for you. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Tell us what you can confirm.
Well, I mean, in Canada anyways, I don't know about down there, but almost all pharmacists are now required to have at least one pharmacist that is licensed to perform injections. The government up here in the past year has been training pharmacists, actually, to inject in order to prepare for the coming epidemic. And they're actually telling us this. Like, they're training all of these pharmacists.
And they've got movies coming out about how it's coming. And then they'll have lots of plagues, only kill a few hundred thousand, then a few million. It'll get worse each phase, though.
Yep, and like I said, while I don't actually have a quota, I am really being pushed hard to encourage vaccinations, particularly flu and Gardasil. Like, it even goes so far as to print out automatically a printout for any person getting birth control filled. And it will state and it'll tell these girls they're in danger of HPV and that they should talk with their pharmacist about administering the vaccine. And I guess basically the reason I'm calling is just to tell you that you're right on the mark, like always, on the subject.
Well, thank you, sir. I mean, what's happening is this is the new model of global healthcare. Doctors and pharmacists and experts, you aren't in charge now because you actually have the knowledge. The big corporates instruct you on what you can and can't do. I mean, I'm sure you've read the insert for the Gardasil. They even admit isn't proven to protect you, can hurt you. I mean, isn't that incredible?
Yeah, it is. It totally is. And they're telling us, you know, to encourage us, particularly in pregnant women. And yet the most people that are telling us and other pharmacists that I know aren't giving it to their own families. Like, I didn't give it to my own wife.
Hold on. Stay there. I got a caller listening on WBCR 1470 there in outside Knoxville. We're going to get to Doug and others after I finish up with Sean in Canada. But this is important. Because every pharmacist I know, they don't take one of these shots.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Are you limited on time to research the economy, industries, and stocks? Are you tired of the Wall Street crooks putting their interests ahead of yours? Then you need TrendsEquityResearch.com. 100% independent, TrendsEquityResearch.com provides the best equity research on the web, period. From value investors to short-term traders, we have the important information you need to know. Stay ahead of the game and let us do the hard part. Visit TrendsEquityResearch.com today. TrendsEquityResearch.com. Trade smarter.
I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad,
folks, you say you want to fight the globalist.
Well,
I don't claim I have all the answers. I'm obnoxious. I've got my problems. But you know what? I don't want to be a slave. I'm willing to fight these people, and I don't care what they do to me. So if you stand with us, you'll become PrisonPlanet.tv members, and you'll watch the show, you'll download it, you'll share it with others. Every PrisonPlanet.tv membership, you're able to share it with, well, a total of six logins with the same login simultaneously. So one membership is really six memberships. It's $5.95 a month. It funds our operation. And we're developing this, yes, to try to put it on some cable systems and TV. We've had some offers, but it'll be spotty and sporadic around the world. But we'll reach millions. But we're already reaching millions by this information leaking out from PrisonPlanet.tv. So check out the new site, InfoWarsNews.com. Now, I want to go to Doug. We'll do 5 minutes overdrive. I'm doing RT today, too, and then my own show. The TV crew is going to kill me. They're like, you've got to start ending at 2. You've got to get in here. I was up here till 11 last night. Let's go ahead and finish up with Sean. Sean, it'd be cool to have doctors, nurses, pharmacists on sometime, but you know, the issue I was raising is they'll do these little insert printouts at Walgreens, CVS, and others, and it'll say, great shot, flu protects you. It isn't the real drug sheet, though. So people say, hey, this says it's safe, liar. I'm like, no, read the actual insert. To hear about the Guillain-Barré and cancer and death, as a pharmacist who knows more on average than a doctor, you know, of the pharmakia, explain to people, if I'm telling the truth or not, that the fact sheet they give you is not the information that's on the actual drug insert.
It isn't, has nothing to do with the actual drug insert. It's basically the company paying whatever company that they're paying, in this case Rexall or Walgreens, in order to push their product. It's an advertisement for their product, essentially, is what it is, saying, get this, you need this to protect you. It is not the actual insert. It doesn't go over any of the potential side effects. It is, you're right, exactly.
Well, we need pharmacists and others. That's the problem with it not being little local pharmacists you trust anymore, but all these mega marts. They admit that's the only thing expanding in our economy now is not even Walmart. It's only CVS and Walgreens. That's the biggest retail expansion. I mean, I live out in the country, and there's two of them. There's two of them. I mean, I live out with cows around me. You're driving down, you know, road onto off a dirt road onto a main road, and there's the drugstore with everybody there getting their drugs. And every pharmacist I know says the same thing. My dad's a physician. He says the same thing. But I always say read the insert. So since I've been saying that and others have, they go, well, I got the insert when I got it. And you're lying. It doesn't say that. That's the little drug company baloney sheet. But by law, they still got to have the actual little paper folded up in tiny print on both sides. What do they call those sheets, pharmacist?
Well, just like a drug information sheet and official product monograph.
Yeah, exactly. It'll even have the molecule of the drug on the back, correct?
Exactly. And if it doesn't have that, what you're basically saying is an advertisement for the product is all it is.
Other pharmacists you talked to, that's why I wanted to hold you over, and we appreciate your time, sir. You're saying they don't take it themselves.
A lot of them that I know don't. I mean, there's always those that are just brainwashed into the system. I mean, they're telling us it's good, give it out. But I know, like in my case, I didn't give it to when the H1N1 scare was on. They were really pushing it to give pregnant women. And I know I didn't give it to my wife, and I recommend that patients that come in here that they don't get them. So.
But that's my next point. Every physician, every pharmacist is taught until 2 years ago, never give a vaccine to a pregnant woman. Correct? Correct, sir?
You're right. And now they're pushing them, as of particularly last year. Give them the pregnant
women. It causes it. It is so incredible. Call me back again. 1 minute break. I got to take a few more, and that's it. 5 minutes overdrive. Then tonight, 7 o'clock, Central.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.